They're feeding each other. Oh, and here comes one that's covered with yellow pollen. And there's one with orange pollen. The orange is the darker is the goldenrod right there.
Sorry, but the fuzzy bees buzzing around us all look alike to me. Not to MSU's Dr. Megan Milbreath. We're standing next to her teaching hives at the Mathai Botanical Gardens. She points out the young bees. They're flying clustered, like a gang of teens, around the hive entrance.
But yeah, all these in front right now that are just facing, those are all doing orientation flights.
She can even tell from a particular scent that today's honey, which the bees are fanning to dry to just the right consistency, is made from one of their favorite blooms, goldenrod.
Yeah, so cool.
She's obviously totally fascinated by honeybees and by Michigan's 470 native bee species. She's also extremely concerned. 30 to 40% losses each year for honeybee keepers. And native bees are declining too.
The silver lining is it's gotten so bad that people finally do have to stand up and pay attention.
For our food supply and for our ecosystems.
They're so important.
I'm with Lisa Becher, manager of Ypsilanti's Local Honey Project. We're in the alley next to the Ypsilanti Food Co-op.
This is the honeybee alley. And, there went a bee. We usually have two hives here in the honeybee alley. And what's particularly fun about this is it was just a little gravel alley between these two buildings. And I have to say, when we first put in the wildflowers, I had some doubts as to whether they were going to survive.
Becher says the Local Honey Project hopes to encourage beekeeping in urban areas, where a variety of blooms and pesticide-free yards can provide healthy havens for pollinators, in contrast to agricultural areas where pesticides may be high and flowers few.
Many of these kinds of plants are adapted to just this kind of soil, and they've done really, really well.
To learn more about pesticides and bees, I consult with Dr. Milbreath. She says there's lots we can do to reduce pesticide use, not just in agriculture, but in lawns and gardens.
There's an assumption that if I went to the store and saw a product that's colorfully labeled on this shelf that I could just pick up and spray around my kids, like surely it would be fine for bees. And that's really not true.
We discussed the possibility that some purchased plants could harm bees due to nursery-applied neonicotinoids.
The issue with the systemic pesticides is they'll move through all of the tissues of the plant, and so they can become incorporated into the pollen, they can be incorporated into the nectar, or even to the water that's excreted on the leaves.
She says the research on this is complex, and more funding is desperately needed. But for those concerned, she notes there are alternatives.
You can grow your plants from seeds or buy it from, like, we have an awesome consortium of native plant growers in Michigan.
In addition to pesticides, Dr. Milbreath points to the loss of flowers, not just grown in your garden flowers, but the weedy ones.
You know, so if you've got a ditch or if you've got an abandoned lot or an old hay field or something like that, that used to have all these flowering weeds on it, and it used to be a resource, and then you turn it into a desert.
What's the desert she's referring to?
Just these manicured lawns. You know, people I know love to see that sea of just unbroken green, but as a beekeeper, it just kills you to drive by and just see, you know, there's no food there, no food there, no food there. And
she wants less lawn, more blooms, and more blooming plants within the lawn, too.
My lawn is a beautiful mix of the narrow leaf plantain, the white Dutch clover, and the dandelions. And the bees absolutely love it.
I note that many folks would not call that beautiful.
Well, I think it is really in terms of where you're placing the value. You know, for me, it's much more important that I have a healthier property and that I'm contributing to the land around me and that I'm not making it worse.
Another who feels the crisis calls for action is Jermaine Smith.
Yeah, so we're going to be driving out that way into that kind of clearing back there.
Smith is a grad student at Eastern Michigan University and recent founder of New Bee Apiaries. She drives me to a back field at Tillian Farm in Ann Arbor to check out her hives and future pollinator paradise.
Nice space.
Yeah, so this, just imagine, will eventually become a giant lavender field and wildflowers.
She tells me about big news in the bee world. A neighborhood in Ypsilanti recently received Bee Safe certification, the first in Michigan. Quite an accomplishment considering 75 different yards contiguous need to pledge.
Three things. To not use any neonicotinoids, which are a systemic pesticide that's highly, highly toxic. And secondly, not to use any chemicals at all in your lawn. And then thirdly, to plant more native plants and more high nectar plants that are good for the pollinators.
She tells me other Ipsy neighborhoods are expressing interest too. She's excited.
These neighborhoods that are surrounding EMU really want to be a part of the Bee Safe campaign. And so I'm kind of thinking strategically here, like, oh, well, you know, then maybe we can go into EMU, which is pivotal to the work in the Washtenaw Food Policy Council pollinator policy work group that we're trying to achieve.
She says the goal is for the big institutions to sign on. She tells me St. Joe's Hospital is already on board and plans to turn much of their turf grass into wildflower meadows.
They did worry about, okay, this is just going to look overgrown and that we don't have money to mow our lawn or something like that, and we're just letting it go wild.
To deal with this, she says they plan to post signage, letting folks know the benefits to bees.
What they've done now is to turn that into an educational teaching moment, to get that educational signage and to show people all, you know, these sustainable initiatives that they're working on.
Next stop, downtown Ypsilanti. Mayor Amanda Edmonds has been instrumental in the campaign, which she says benefits not only bee health, but human health.
Because there are so many green, sustainable, organic alternatives.
She's proud of the recent progress.
Ypsilanti Township became the first certified Bee City USA in Michigan. Ypsilanti City became the second in Michigan. Supervisor Stumbo, who from Ypsilanti Township, has been super supportive and went over and above and has now established a 10-hive apiary at the township, which is super exciting.
She says they hope to include schools and adjacent neighborhoods because children are especially vulnerable to environmental toxins.
There's a level of readiness, which is really exciting. So, hey, it's catching on.
But she's aware of the challenges.
You know, I can talk about your home, what you have to do at your home with a DIY recipe for vinegar and your sidewalk cracks. But what do we do at a scale of a city, a township, a hospital?
Mayor Edmonds is confident it can be done.
There are a lot of different examples to look from, and including whole university campuses.
Creating landscapes that are safe for bees can't happen too soon for local beekeepers. Back at the Ipsy Co-op with Lisa Becher.
It's heartbreaking to pour all your energy into caring for the bees and not have them survive. And a lot of people, even people who've been doing it for a lot of years, just lose heart, you know?
Jermaine Smith is one of the many unwilling to give up.
So some people, yeah, they say there's nothing that you can do. But I'm not going to listen to the naysayers.
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU.